The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Grossman, Rosh Beis Havad Binyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Sukkah Daf Chav Zayin. The Gemara on Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis brings down a braisa, Tanya, Rav Eliezer Omer, Kishem She'ein Adam Yotzi Yedei Chivosoi, V'yom Tav Arishin Shal Chag, Nulavai Shal Chaveiroi, Tichsivu Lekachtam Lechem Yom Arishin Pri Yetz Hodor, Kapes Tumorim, Mishal Lechem, Lekachtam Lechem. Like the Pasuk says, by Lulav, that in order to be Yoitz of the Mitzvah Lulav, a person has to shake a Lulav that is classified as Lechem, Lekachtam Lechem, Yoim Harishon, Kapes Tumorim. Similarly, says Rabbi Eliezer, Kach Ein Adam Yoitz of the Chayvosu is Besukkah Shal Chaveiroi, Dechstiv Chag HaSukkah is Ta'atel Lecho. You have the Chag HaSukkah you should make for yourself. And we infer from the word lecha, shivas yomim mishal lecha, it has to be yours. The chachamim argue, and we pass on like the chachamim. Chachamim say no. Avo bishamok ein adam yetzi dei chavosai biyom tarishin v'lu lov ishal chaveirot. Even though we learn from the word lechem, that by lulav, there's a stipulation that the lulav has to belong to the person who's trying to perform the mitzvah. Avo yetzi dei chavosai b'sukos ishal chaveiroi, that requirement is not necessary when, in regards to sukkah. We learn from a pasuk, the siv, kol ha'ezach v'yisrael yeshvu ba'sukkos. All of Klal Yisrael will sit in a sukkah. Malam meitzer kol Yisrael ru'uyim leishev b'sukkah achas. Really, it is possible for all of Klal Yisrael technically to be yoytzeh the mitzvah, all sitting in one sukkah. So we see that that doesn't have to be yours. Some Rishonim learn, we see from here, that you can be yotzeh with a sukkah that belongs to partners, and if we see that you can be yotzeh with a sukkah that belongs to partners, that each one who's doing the kind, the mitzvah sukkah, is not the sole owner, but rather it's shared ownership with somebody else. Therefore, we see that this tanai of lecha does not mean that you have to have full ownership. And therefore, we can learn from there that she'ula, if you borrow a sukkah, that is also good. Rashi is mashma, that the way we learn this out is not because we see from partners that if a partnership works, so also a borrowed sukkah should work, but rather the limud is because we, since the entire Klal Yisrael could be mishtatik and own one sukkah together, and it would come out that each person would only have a very minimal partnership position in the sukkah. They would only own less than a shavu pruta, and less than a shavu pruta is not considered ownership, says Rashi. If a person owns something that's less, that's not worth a minimum of a pruta, that's not considered you own it. You cannot own something that doesn't have value. Like we see when there's an Isra Hanah, there's something called Ketus Emech Teshiura. A person doesn't own something that's also Hanah because it doesn't have value. So it says Rashi, since we see that everybody can sit in one sukkah, and in order for everybody to own one sukkah, it would come out that each one owns less than a shavu pruta worth of the sukkah. So we see that a person does not have to own the sukkah, and therefore, if he borrows a sukkah, it is fine. Today's discussion, I'd like to zero in on borrowing a sukkah, and what's many times we go on trips doing sukkahs, or we're in need of a sukkah, and we see a sukkah, and we just want to sit in the sukkah, and the owner's not around, and we're assuming that the owner allows us to sit in the sukkah. So we know that a sukkah gezula does not work. That's a chacham ar moide, that we learn out of the word lecha. And a sukkah gezula, if it's a stolen sukkah, that would be pasuk. Tosfos in Daf Tes asks the famous question, what do you need a pasuk to tell us that a stolen sukkah is not acceptable? We should learn out of the concept that we know all over Shas, that the mitzvah of Bava Avera is not a mitzvah, and the famous Minchas Chinuch answers this question. However, what we do see is that even though a sukkah she'ula, a borrowed sukkah would be okay, a stolen sukkah would not be okay. Now we have to understand what would be the halacha if a person borrows without permission. Is that considered a stolen sukkah and would not be yaitzah, or is that considered a borrowed sukkah and he would be yaitzah mitzvah, assuming that the person, the owner of the sukkah, allows him to borrow to sit in the sukkah even though he didn't ask him? So this discussion really is based on a Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Chof Dalet. The Gemara tells us a Maisa. There's a story in the Gemara where in the sugya of Yir Shalomi Das, the Gemara says, a Meimar Marzutra. There were two Amiroim, Ameimar and Mazutra, that came to visit an Arisa. Ameimar and Mazutra, Rav Ashi Klola Bustino, came to the orchards of Mori Bar Esak, and Mori Bar Esak wasn't around, and the Oris, the sharecropper of Mori Bar Esak, was there, and he served these Gedoli Hador, he served them fruits from the orchard. And the story was that Amena Rav Ashi ate, but Marzutra didn't eat. And Tosfos explains that since we pass in Yish, Shalemi Das Lei Haviyush, which means that if somebody loses an object, we know the halacha is that if a person loses an object and then he's a Yayish, if a person finds it, he's able to keep it, he doesn't have to return it because he found it after Yush, after the person gave up all hope of ever seeing this item again. However, if a person picks up before Yush, then he has to return it to the owner. Now, the famous machleik, the bayan rava, what would be the halacha in a case where the person, the owner of the item, does not know that he lost the item? But had he known that he lost the item, he definitely would have been miayish. It was lost in a way that he'll definitely give up any hope of finding it again. So Abaya says that even though if you were to be Miayish, that would permit whoever picks it up to keep it. However, insofar as the person, the owner, does not know that it's lost, even though if he would know that it's lost, he definitely would be Miayish. But Yish Lamidas, till the Yish happens, it does not take effect, and therefore it's considered as if the person picked it up before Yish, and he would have to return it, he would not be allowed to keep it. Says Tosfos, the same is with permission. If I want to eat somebody else's fruits, even though I know clearly that the person, the owner of the fruit, would allow me to have it, but since he hasn't yet given me that permission, so that it does not transfer ownership. And therefore, the person is not allowed to take something that doesn't belong to him, even if he knows for sure that the person who the owner would allow him to have it, but if he didn't get express permission, says Tosfos, that's a problem. The Shach happens to argue, and the Shach in Shulchan Aruch Siman Shin Nun Ches argues and says, "Luli the Mistafina." If I wouldn't be scared to argue on Tosfos, I would say that you cannot compare Yish Shalemi Das to the case of taking fruit Shalemi Das, because Yish Shalemi Das is something that, even when the person finds out that it's lost, it's not something that he really wants to do. It's something that happens against his will, that he's miyayish. Therefore, till it actually happens, we pass a yush, let me das, loy have a yush. However, the fruits to the daily Adar, obviously, Mori Bar Yitzchak would be thrilled to know that such chashuv people are partaking in his fruit. And therefore, even though he has not yet given permission, but since it's something that he definitely would want to give permission to, that he definitely could partake. Now, this concept really creates a little bit of a stira in halacha. Is the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Tzitzis, when it comes to the discussion of borrowing tzitzis, a talis, a person's late for shul, and he sees his friend talis on the bench, is he allowed to go ahead and borrow the talis without permission? So the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Yud Dalet Siv Dalet says the Mechaber, "Motar litol talis chaveroi ulevorech aleho." A person is allowed to take somebody else's talis and make a bracha. Ulevachi kapal oiso in matzah mukupelas, with the condition that he will refold the talis If he found it folded, who had the mitfilin, says the Rama, I will also lilman yisom shachaver, but I die to your person not to use books or swarm of somebody else, but hashin and shem yikra oisav and limudai, and therefore you shouldn't use swarm. What we do see here is even though to be mekayim in the midst of tzitzit, there's a stipulation that a person, that the talis has to be al kanfei big deichem on your beged, and this is not your beged, but since if you were to borrow the beged, it's okay, a person is allowed to use the talis of his friend without permission, as long as he knows that the person is not makbid. And this is based on the concept of nichalei le'inish le'me'evid mitzvah v'memoyne. But we know there's a klal gadol, a person is very happy that his fellow Jew should be mekayim mitzvahs with his nechasim. Therefore you can assume that there's an umdina, that there's a non-sahadi, that everybody knows that you're allowed to, that the person definitely is not makbid, and you're allowed to definitely take the item, the article, to use it without permission. And Mekayim the mitzvah without permission. However, there is a little bit of a steer. The Shulchan Aruch in the Hilchas Lulav, in Siman Tov Reish Mem Tes Se'if Hei, states as follows: Kol Elu She'amarnu She'him Psulim De'mumin She'biyarnu O'im Yipnei Gezel, all those Lulavim that we were discussing previously that are also for various Psulim, or because of Gezel or Gneiva, is only the Yom Tov Harishon. It's only on the first day of Sukkot. Why? Because the pasuk says, how do you know that you're not allowed to have a stolen lulav or a lulav that's borrowed? Let's say, because it says, lo kachtem lochem b'yoyim harishon. You should take for yourself, and whatever it says the word lochem, that tells us that it can't be somebody else's. But when does it say, lo kachtem lochem b'yoyim harishon? The only time we have that tonight, a criteria that it has to be belong to you, is only in Risha. And therefore, Avushar Yamim, it's all going to be Kosh. Says Ramah, V'yesh Koyslam Gezel Kol Shiva Sayamim. There are those that say that to steal a lulav would be Aser all 7 days. Machino, that's the minute. I will show something that's borrowed, he would be Yetzir the mitzvah on the other days, because you don't have the stipulation, l'kachtem l'chem, b'yoyim harishon. U'mutter, says the Ramah, mutter lito lulav shachaveiroi, v'leidas chaveir, v'shar yomim, t'nichalei l'inish, l'me'evid mitzvah, v'memoyne. A person is allowed to use somebody else's lulav on the other days of Sukkot because of this cloud that we mentioned earlier, nichalei l'inish, l'me'evid mitzvah, v'memoyne. V'habit kishol. So now asks the Taz, I don't understand. Why is it that in the halachos of tzitzit we paskin that it's mutter ubuvad, you're allowed to borrow somebody else's talis without permission, ubuvad shikapal oisav, and we know that by tzitzit there is a stipulation of kanfei b'gdeihem, but yet the fact that I know he's not makbid allows me to borrow it, and it is a direct kiyum, and it's considered as if it's mine, and there's no problem of kanfei b'gdeihem. If that's true, why is the Ramah limiting this allowance to take somebody else's lulav only to the other days of Sukkot, not the first day? If we see by tzitzis that the fact that he allows me to take it is enough, so why on the first day is it not enough? So the answer is, so the Taz asked this question. Taz said something similar to what I'm about to relate, although it might not be exactly what we're saying, but this could be a possible answer to the contradiction in the halachas. The Taz says that because that if there's a chashash takol, that something might happen to the lulav, might happen to the esrig, There, we don't necessarily say nichali le'enish le'meved mitzvah. The question then arises, then why on the other days would it not be a problem if there's a chashash, maybe he doesn't want you? So the answer is based on what we said earlier, that there's two levels of this din of nichali le'enish le'meved mitzvah. There's one level that allows somebody to borrow his friend's item wherever she'ela, wherever borrowing is sufficient to have the person be mekayim the mitzvah. There we say nichali le'enish le'meved mitzvah, even in a case where it's not 100% sure that he would allow it, and that's based on what we were saying earlier. In the sugya, in the story of Mari bar Esek, we said earlier that Mari bar Esek had served fruit to the gedolim, and because we pask in yish shalemi das lo have a yish, so we also say that until Mari bar Esek were to give direct permission to Mar Zutra, he was not prepared to eat the fruit of Mar Zutra. Yet the shach says that one could be mechalim. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that there's a difference between taking something that doesn't belong to you and borrowing something that doesn't belong to you. And the difference is as follows: that nichali le'enish le'me'evin mitzvah v'mayneh tells us that even though we paskin yish le'midas le'yhavi yish, but you could still assume that the person allows. And since the person allows you to take it, you're not even the yisur of gedel because he allows you to take it. So whenever the only exception where a person is not a kind of mitzvah is if the item were to be stolen, nichali le'enish le'meved mitzvah takes care of that problem. Because it's not stolen. Even though you don't have direct permission, but you can't say that you're stealing it because nichali le'enish, he allows you to do it. But whenever you need the item to be considered yours, it has to be lochem, mamish, yours. There we don't say nichali le'enish le'meved mitzvah would not help you unless it's 100% sure, it's a nafsahadi, that everybody in the world would do such a thing. So the Taz tells us that by an esrei, where there is some people might be makpid, even though there's a concept of nichali le'enish le'meved mitzvah, but since it could get broken, it could get a psul, it could get a problem, so maybe people might be makpid, there's a small chance that maybe people will be makpid. Therefore, the svar of nichali le'enish is not enough, since you need lochem mamash. It has to be 100% yours. And if it has to be yours, there you need a non-sahadi, a clear umdina, that definitely 100% the person is not makpid. So that's where the difference comes in between the first day of Sukkot and the other days. On the first day of Sukkot, where you need lochem mamish, so there nichali le'enish is not going to be enough for you because you don't have that level of an ansahadi that it's 100% clear that it is known that the person is not makpid. However, where in the other days of Sukkot, where of course gezula is possible, but you don't need the level of lochem, there it helps an ansahadi that you would be able to use it. And therefore, coming back to Sukkot, in Sukkot we paskin that, like Rabbi Lazar, that you don't need lechem, and a sukkah she'ula, if it's borrowed, it's also okay. We also know that Chag HaSukkot Taas HaLecha tells us that a sukkah zula is possible. So therefore, if there's any tzad, say the poskim, that the owner would come back and be makbid, if you're worried that it's in the situation that the owner would be makbid, of course that's not okay. However, if it's clear that the owner would not be makbid if you use the sukkah, therefore, even if you don't have permission, since you don't need ownership of the sukkah to the level like you need it by the first day of Sukkot, because we learn out from Kol Ezech Yisrael Yeshu Bat Sukkah is that it's enough, borrowed is enough, a shutfis is enough, partnership is enough. Therefore, you don't need the heightened level that it has to be namish yours. But rather, what do you need? There's only a tenai that is not allowed to be stolen. The tonight is not allowed to be stolen. There, as long as you have a umdin of the muchat, a nichali le'enish le'meved mitzvah v'mayneh, that a person wants wants you to use his chafetz for mitzvahs, that would be acceptable, and a person would be able to the mitzvah in that manner.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.